Hey there, everybody. This is Troy Froman, and you're listening to The Movie Rain.
It's time for The Movie Rain. Tonight's victim is actor and comedian Troy Froman, has done many, many things, such as The Stalker, Saved by the Bell, Shrunken Heads, lots of other things. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me. It's an honor and a pleasure.
Always, man. So what have we been up to? Or have you just been crazy busy with other things during this crazy time at the moment?
I've been up to lately. Well, I work at the family restaurant, Froman's Deli, Santa Monica. If you're ever in the area, come and say hello. We tables outside and take out and catering and delivery. And you can come and say, hey, Troy, how you doing? And that'd be wonderful. I'm doing auditions, and I noticed that you interviewed Thomas Churchill. Since I had just gotten off a project with him, I listened to the interview, and it was really cool, the way you guys talked about being a phobia. But anyway, Thomas Churchill, horror film. I'm just not allowed to show the pictures yet, and there's some really cool stuff, some effects going on, and it's a really good part. I worked 7 days on it, so I have a co-star and billing on it. It's like I did The Stalker, but I shot all my stuff on The Stalker in 2 days. It's just cool. And what's really great is I'm getting these parts just with no invitation, just them calling me up and say by the bell notoriety, I'm handed parts. It's wonderful.
And sometimes that's like a balance on their own at times, and some people like don't want to be known, or at least not as acknowledged for what they famed for, and of course a lot of roles are given to them and so forth, but a lot of times they go right to that point. Do you actually like make sure that this is definitely accredited to you so you can get roles, or do you think this should be just in the mix, or does it really even matter on your perspective view of this?
I love acting, and the acting jobs don't come like every week to me. So when someone invites me and wants to pay me something, I get good paying jobs and I get crappy paying jobs. Like in The Stalker case, they paid for my travel expenses. I brought my wife. I stayed. It was like a little mini vacation and being co-starring in a horror film. So The Stalker, being on Amazon Prime for free now, and on Tubi, the Tubi app. Shrunken Heads is on there, and the Doggone Christmas is on there. Doggone Christmas is a big movie I did 4 or 5 years ago, directed by Jim Minorski, Popping Mall fame. I just came up to Saved by the Bell reboot, where I play a guy named Second Man in Line, and I'm kind of like an Easter egg. My credit is an ox or scud. It's Second Man in Line, Easter egg, and the fans will notice that, and I got a few lines, and that's pretty cool.
Even though being part of this show, was this really what made you realize, like, in terms of characterization, having bounced from different characters, was this where your pinpoint was, how you wanted to perceive, so exploring different roles as well, based off of this show itself?
Oh, I have been doing that. I was an ox on The Stalker. I was a creepy fellow on The Stalker. And in this new movie that I can't tell you the name of, I play a very likable, like Mayberry type of character. Everything's going fine, and then things turn really, really bad.
Well, having to work with like different areas in the film industry, like bouncing from all over the place, how do you actually maintain and actually rebuild that character after you have been performing between the shows and let's say in and out of a character for X amount of time? How do you like continue to build character again?
When you've done 9 episodes, well, 8 episodes is Ox, it's me. If someone wants me to do Ox, I can do it. It's not a big deal. I've got like almost 60 film credits. Each one is slightly different in character. What an actor does is a chameleon.
And oftentimes you have to recharge in a way, like especially if you've been out of work for a while, but having to go back into something that you haven't performed in a long time, even though you have performed it before, does that stay in your memory too, or do you feel like you have to almost rebuild to something else that might be not the same as you used to be?
No. Every new audition, every new thing that comes at me, I examine it and I study it in my head and I portray it the way I feel. It's not like a workshop where I gotta go practice or something. Most of my stuff, I like to do improv. The coolest thing about Thomas Churchill, he doesn't stick every word by the script. You convey the message, way of talking, he loves that. And I almost rewrote every line in the movie of mine and added stuff, ad-lib stuff, and he loved it. He only rejected one thing, and I can't say it because it's a little slightly racist. That's why he rejected it.
Now, are you a little bit choosy on your own behalf, or are you a little bit choosy of who you'd like to work with in terms of director that gives you this kind of film, or based on the story itself, or even character itself? Are you more choosy on all these areas itself as well?
I'm not choosy. If it's a paying job and I don't have to run around naked, I'll probably take
Oh, absolutely. Some people are more comfortable with just working with specific directors in specific backgrounds of their work, and some people are more broad, like they want to like explore every area, and some people are just one specific area, and then that's all good too. It all depends how they feel comfortable with.
Well, no, I'm not a prima donna. I've accepted almost every job that's been thrown at me, unless it's giving me for the work leave for 12 hours or something. I've done enough paying my dues. I got a friend, James Balsamo. Everything I've done for him, I've done for free so far, because it's one day's work on my day off to get some film credit. He wants me to do like 5 days next month, a post starring in his next movie, but we're going to have a discussion. He's got the painting on. This might be the first thing I say no to.
I would just say, like, self-individuality, meaning that having to mainly just go with people with the same talents, or having being looked at by your own specific talent, do you think individuality, does that matter to you, or in terms of different work, or would you just go with the flow, so to speak?
Oh, I go with the flow. I'm not in depth as you're getting.
You know, a lot of people, when they want to get their art out there, it's usually because some people kind of just want to go with the crowd. Like, here's a X amount of people that have the same talents, the same talent as you, and they go with those people, and they just think this is how they're going to get hired on other projects. And then some people want to just be known for what they are in their own traits and not go with that crowd, but still get the almost same amount of work or whatever works for them.
Let me just put it this way. There's a lot of rejection on my part. I've auditioned for really cool stuff, you know, big budget stuff, and I get rejected on that, like most people do. Or, you know, they only took one person out of 20. That's usually what they're seeing. So when I get chosen for something that, you know, big budget, I'm really loving it. Still got to make a couple more pension points. The stuff that's handed to me, I feel privileged and honored, and I usually take it. If it covers a day's wages that I would make at the restaurant or more.
Now, do you feel like you have to stay at a constant pace in order to keep this up, or do you feel like you're comfortable where you're at right now in terms of financial point and things? Oftentimes, people want to just keep going, keep doing this, but sometimes they kind of hit a dead end, or they're not succeeding further at that. How do you feel about that, especially if you are getting rejected? And rejection is a part of the territory, but how does it feel for you having to go through this like process, almost like an endless cycle?
Well, just as most actors, they have to have a regular job to keep the bills. That's me. I work for the family restaurant, and I like it, and I'm able to take time off in advance. If I get a movie like Thomas Churchill's, I was able to take the 7 days off and get covered. Sure, I would like to make a living as an actor and not make sandwiches anymore. I will get jobs here and there, and maybe I'll make it really big one day and be a recurring character on a sitcom again for a few seasons or whatever. It's an actor's dream to be working nonstop as an actor.
Would it be best for an actor who does get this kind of rejection, let's say multiple times, would it be best to continue to go back to their own territory, or do you think they should keep going from state to state to keep finding that work? Or especially if they're out of work, do you think it's best to go back to where they were, or do you think that's really just the wrong choice possible for an actor?
I made a mistake, kind of. There came a point where I took 13 years off of acting to keep my father happy and stand, because I was running in and out of the restaurant, going on auditions and stuff, and I wasn't reliable to him. And he said, you know, you got to choose family or the movies. So I just gradually faded out of working on films, and then all of a sudden when I joined Facebook, I get people from all over the world saying, hey, Austin, all this. And my family started encouraging me to get back in the business, and times were a little better. And my dad says, okay, look, I got your back, dude. Try to do this, and I'll be more flexible this time. And he has been. So I would say from the 13-year break, I've been doing pretty good.
Should you be more cautious now on choice? Once things go back on to where it was, is choice more of a caution now rather than leap forward?
I'm not restricting myself. Every day is an opportunity. I mean, I just had an email about doing a self-taping audition for an Amazon short or something that I'm going to do tonight. And then any audition comes towards me that's not offering me, like, you know, $25 a day, you know, something decent to cover what I'm making at the restaurant, I'll audition for, considering I got to pay my manager, my agent, and taxes, stuff that they send me. I got to make sure I clear enough money so it's worth my time.
Which area is your main goal at this point? Do you want to do the television back again? If you had that opportunity, regardless of how big or even small it is, would you go for that, even if it's an independent circuit?
I would love to have a recurring part in a sitcom. I love doing that. And I love playing comedy. I've played everything, you know, serious comedy. So, you know, the sitcom thing is my dream, is to show up every day and, you know, have a steady sitcom job, drama, whatever. But I'll take anything that comes my way. I'm no prima donna, and I'm not going to reject anything until I study it, and then I make a decision. Now what's up with my time? These one people need to audition for something that takes in Vegas, and they're paying like, what, $150? And I have to get myself there, get my own room. And I said to my agent, this is a raw deal. By the time I get there, I make $0. You know, what kind of crap is that?
It costs more money half the time to get to the audition, just an audition for the role. Now, this is no guarantee at all. It costs more money to get to this audition than to actually get paid for it, because all that money, like you mentioned, getting paid $150, $200, whatever, $300, guess what? That's money going back home. That's not money for something to regenerate, to invest again for another role. It's already gone before you can leave the state.
Fortunately, now I don't have to print out headshots. Everything's digital. Most things are self-paced home auditions, so it just makes it the more easier. I'm grateful for that. My wife helps me with my speaking parts. She'll speak the other part. I invested in a little bit of a tripod. You know, I got the self-tape audition thing pretty much set. I even had to do a self-tape audition for the Saved by the Bell role, due to them I could still act. But I got that right away. I've had a fan tell me, and I don't know if it's true, but it sounds like it's true, that I'm the only person in Saved by the Bell history to play three different characters now.
Would you want to actually extend the character of Ox, or would you actually still include Ox and all the other characters further if they were to bring back the show or even past the College Days edition?
They only wanted Scud once. They changed me to Ox because they didn't want the bad kid in every episode. I mean, that was just a one-time deal. So I had to go re-audition for Ox. Just said a couple lines, and the producer and the casting go, okay, yeah, you're Ox, you know, after hearing me just do a couple lines.
And how did that really make you feel at that moment? Like, even though you played this, and some people would get offended, but it's like, I've already been this. I mean, what do I need to audition for? Was that the moment where you felt like that you had almost security on the show, and as far as this role goes and potential other roles in the show? Do you think this will get you further later in the future if they bring back more, like, spinoffs, say, by the Bell, too?
NBC's a big company, spending tons of money. They can't just go on a whim. Well, he was great as Scud, but can he play Ox? Bring him in, have him run a couple lines, and make sure he's good. So I'm not offended at all, especially, you know, I got to, you know, prove myself to them and showing them for 1 second I can do Ox, and then saying, that's it, you're good. That's good enough for me. I don't get offended. The only time I get really pissed at the like Married with Children, when they cut my part out and I told 1,000 people. That's the only time I get really pissed in the industry.
Go ahead and plug in any websites or anything that we can check out right now or anything that you want to add to that.
Please join me on Facebook. Follow me. I'm up to my limited friends right now. Instagram, please join me. And YouTube, please subscribe to my channel. I make my own funny videos once in a while. And I could use a lot more subscribers. And a lot of my stuff on there is from the past, commercials and TV and films. It's all on there. There's enough on there to keep you entertained for hours. And please watch The Stalker. It's only an hour long, and it's a pretty cool low-budget film, and it displays some good acting chops on my part, I believe.
There of it, everybody. That is actor and comedian Troy Frohman.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.